The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies with your half of the time host, Karan. Sometimes one talks and sometimes one dives right into it. This is one of those dive right into it days. So let's get right to the news and entertainment for today. The Hrithik Roshan family feud continues. To bring you up to speed, Sunaina Roshan made some pretty serious allegations against her family, saying they are putting her through hell because she's in love with a Muslim man. The man in question is Rohail Amin, a journalist who covers entertainment for a media house based in Delhi. So Sunaina claims her father slapped her because of this relationship with Rohail and went on to call him a terrorist. She even went on to support Kangana Ranaut in her campaign against Hrithik. And while we've only heard Sunaina and Kangana's side of the story so far, Hrithik Roshan has finally come out with a statement commenting on the same. But don't get too excited because it's one of those dry and boring statements that gives us absolutely no information to appease our juicy gossip sensibilities. In an interview to Hindustan Times, Hrithik said that it was an internal, private and sensitive matter for him and his family. Now I know we should respect his privacy, but that's just hurtfully uninformative. He did give us a little bit to chew on though, with a comment related to the religious allegations and said that religion isn't even a thing in his family and has never been discussed or been given importance whatsoever in his entire life. Well, I suppose he could be telling the truth, seeing as his ex-wife Suzanne Khan is a Muslim and his family never seemed to have an issue with that. Anyway, we'll have to just continue playing the waiting game to see if the truth about the whole affair finally emerges at some point. Former Team India captain Sourav Ganguly had his 47th birthday on Monday and it gave three entities a reason to celebrate. One was of course Dada himself because, well, it was his birthday. The second was all of his fans and the third was Instagram because Dada decided to start a new social media innings on his birthday and joined Instagram. His first photo was of himself cutting a cake with the Instagram logo on it, most likely a welcome gesture from Instagram itself, seeing as he's quite the public figure. And you know how social media giants love their public figures. Good for business, to say the least. As for Ganguly's account, it got over a lakh in followers within a day. And in a statement related to his Instagram debut, Ganguly said, "Reinvention is constantly required in cricket as it is required in life. From leading India on the field to commentary to advising an IPL team to now joining Instagram. I continue being connected with people who are passionate about the amazing sport. I hope to engage with young fans by sharing valuable insights on cricketing events and encourage them to join me in causes close to my heart." Well, there you have it. Get ready for some Dada-style social media engagement. Janhvi Kapoor is having a gala time in Manali at the moment. She's currently shooting for Ruhi Afza there along with co-star Rajkumar Rao. And seeing as Manali's outdoors are absolutely gorgeous, she's most likely enjoying a great mix of work in the serenity of nature. And with great acting comes great fan stability. Basically, that means as an actor, one has quite the fan base all around India. Janhvi may be fairly new in the game, but it looks like her fan base has already spread quite a bit even to Manali. And it so happened that a bunch of local kids were really eager to meet her, so they decided to stick a note on the door of her hotel room. The note went something like this: "Hi Janhvi ma'am, we want to meet you as soon as possible. We are your big fans. We kids are very excited to meet you." And then the note cutely ended with the whole list of their names. Now with an adorable note like that, I'm sure Janhvi is going to have no option but to go and meet these little cuties. Besides, she's known for obliging the paparazzi for pictures. So meeting a bunch of munchkins would be an absolute walk in the park, plus way more fun. A few days back, actress Shabana Azmi was addressing a crowd at Indore after she received the Kunti Mathur Award for her work for women. And then she happened to make a couple of remarks on how anyone criticizing the present government was being branded as an anti-national. She also said that the country wouldn't taste improvement until criticisms had their space. Well, her remarks didn't go down too well with the public and sparked a row of debates online as well as offline on Monday. A day later, she decided to respond to the trolls and the backlash on Twitter in a manner that showed she obviously took all the reactions with a pinch of salt. In her tweet, she took a sarcastic dig at the right-wingers and joked about how she didn't realize how important she was in the eyes of the right-wingers, seeing as one remark has caused this kind of uproar. She also recalled the time when the Muslim fundamentalists passed a fatwa against her after she shaved off her hair while shooting for Deepa Mehta's Water. And then in her concluding statement, she summarized that all fundamentalists are mirror images of each other. Well, can't argue with that logic. Kangana Ranaut can't get enough of that big juicy C word. And before you get any other ideas, I'm talking about the word controversy. She's usually in the media for something or the other, and sometimes for more than one thing at the same time even. She recently went to war with a journalist at the song launch event of her upcoming movie Judgmental Hai Kya, and a video from the event that went viral shows her accusing a male journalist of bashing her film Mani Karnika, The Queen of Jhansi, and also of running a smear campaign against her. And the incident seems to have not gone down well with the entire media fraternity, who have taken a stand and will reportedly meet the producer of the film Ekta Kapoor to ask Kangana to apologize. So far, Kangana has been playing a spectacular innings as far as her media controversies go. But with this incident, will Kangana Ranaut finally be run out and give in and apologize? We'll let you know as soon as any bit of news on the same surfaces.
The Quickies on in.com.